Tan and Malachas Shabbos, we are going to be starting Simon Shinchof Aleph. Over here, we are going to be discussing one of those Malachas that most people have probably not heard too much about. And there's not really too much halachic significance for this Malacha in that practical halacha. But we are going to discuss one of the places where it does come up. The Malacha that we're discussing is the Malacha of Ibud. The reason we're discussing Shinchof Aleph, for some reason, it's brought over here at the beginning of our Simon. We are going to get into the Malachas of Tochein and Lash, which are more well-known and practical malachas that apply to many things in the kitchen nowadays. However, Ibud is very much, can apply in certain cases. What was the malacha of Ibud? Ibud in the Mishkan was used to preserve the leathers. Okay, they would preserve and then use the leathers afterwards. The Hainu, they would put hides into either bathroom material, tzoa or meiraglayim, okay, or they would salt the leathers, which would then preserve the leathers, which would then be used as cloth later on. Okay, it was used for cloth later on, and therefore that is the malacha of Ibud. It was used in the Mishkan for cloth, and therefore it also applies. Nowadays, one would want to work a leather and to preserve leathers. The Gemara then discusses, does this apply by preserving foods? What about preserving foods? Is there such a concept of ibud be'ochlin or not? If you go ahead and salt foods and things like that, can you get into the chashash of ibud on Shabbos? The Gemara in Ayin Heyam Abayz tells us that salting and ma'abed are malacha achasein, because they really do the same thing, they both preserve, and therefore it is malachas achasein. The Gemara over there brings down a machlokas in the Amoraim if we say yesh ibud ba'ochlin or ein ibud ba'ochlin. Rav over there is of the opinion of ein ibud ba'ochlin, and that seems to be how the Rishonim Paskin like Rav, that ein ibud ba'ochlin. Very, very beautifully, Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinsal in the Yerushalayim Mo'adiyah and Sefer on the Malachas. In Malachas on page Reish Hey, he explains why in the world should there not be why should there not be a concept of Ibud Ba'ochlin? Why are we makel by Ibud Ba'ochlin Masha'en Kain when they are preserving the leather? Says Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinsal very beautifully that in the Mishkan, the Malacha of Ibud was used not just to preserve. When he preserved the leathers, it was basically turned into something completely new. It turned from leathers and then turned into cloth that they could use in totally different fashion. The cloth is like a totally different shinui, it's a totally different new entity, and therefore that's the malach of Ibud. Masha Ein Kein, when you preserve food, all that does is preserve the food. You preserve the food, that all it does, it's still food before, and it's preserved for later on. Therefore, you have not really changed anything in the ochel, and therefore, that's why we paskin ein ibud both. The problem is that there seems to be an inherent contradiction with the Gemara in Ayin Hey Amud Beis, and that is the Gemara on Kuvches Amud Aleph. Moving on to Kuvches Amud Beis, the Mishnah, the Gemara over there forbids someone from making a large amount of salt water on Shabbos, and then it says even if you want to make a small amount of salt, which is salt water, which is generally mutter, if you make an amount of salt, which would be two-thirds to the amount of water you put in, even if you make a small amount of salt water, would be usur on Shabbos, who had in Yantif, l'maisa in terms of Pesach. You want to make the salt water for Pesach. So large amounts are always going to be usur, and a small amount is going to be usur if you have too much salt or two-thirds salt versus the amount of water. Then the Gemara then goes on to say, also, if by certain vegetables, you're not allowed to pour salt on these types of vegetables. Okay, however, vegetables that are not normally preserved, like eggs and things like this, the Gemara says it is permissible to go ahead and salt them. Why should be usher to salt vegetables? Or to make salt water? Rashi says, because it's nira kima'abed. It looks like you're doing the malach of Ibud. It's an apparent contradiction. On one hand, we said, I'm in Obeys, ain't Ibud Ba'ochlin. That's how we paskin. Over here, enough Kuchesam and Alech, Kuchesam and Obeys, we say you're not allowed to make this exorbitant amount of salt water, and you're not allowed to salt your vegetables on Shabbos, because of, as Rashi says, Nira Kima Ab. So to answer this question, it seems to be that Rashi would hold like the Shita Tosis and Tzchan, going back at Ayin Heo Obeys,
who says that even though we paskin ain ibud ba'ochlin, that was on a deraisa level. Midaraisa we hold ain ibud ba'ochlin. However, there's still a concept of ibud ba'ochlin on a derabanan level, which obviously is after me to be, that it would still be aser midarabanan to go ahead and perhaps salt your vegetables or to make salt water and Shabbos in these different parameters. You should know, though, the Rambam. The Rambam seems to not hold like that. The Rambam in Pirkei Aleph Halacha Hey in Hilchos Shabbos says Beferish Ein Ibud BaOchlin Mashma Bein Bedaraisa Bein Midrabanan. There is no problem of Ibud BaOchlin. So what is the Rambam going to do with the Gemara in Daf Kuches? It's very, very beautiful. The Rambam is Lishitasu. When he quotes that Gemara, when he quotes in the Gemara in Pirkei Chabbes Halacha Yud, the Rambam goes to Shitasu and writes the prohibition of salting vegetables and making this great amount of salt water on Shabbos is that it's doma labishal. It's like bishal on Shabbos. How is it exactly like bishal on Shabbos? That's a good question. Why it's like bishal? But that's what the Rambam writes. And obviously the Rambam is Lashitasu. He holds that there's mamish, ain, there's no ibud ba'ochlin, bein b'daraisa, bein d'rabbanan. Therefore he has to say that it's a problem of bishal. It's a problem of bishal. Okay, there perhaps are nafkaminas between the Rambam and Tosos. At the end of the day, they both quote this Gemara about salting vegetables and bringing salt. Okay, there might be nafkaminas that Rav Nevin Sal points out. Others point out something, but I don't want to get into it right now. How do we paskin halacha l'maisa when it comes to all these things? So in terms of making salt water on Shabbos, so weak salt water is always going to be permissible. If it's made l'tzarach Shabbos, that's considered a small amount. We said if you make a small amount and it's not too thick of salt water, then it's going to be permissible to do on Shabbos. Okay? However, strong amounts of salt water, two-thirds salt to one-third water, is also even if you're going to make a little bit. Okay? So if you're making a lot of salt water, it's only permissible if it's l'tzarach Shabbos. And if you make a small amount, it's always going to be mutter unless you have two-thirds of salt water to salting vegetables. So vegetables that are normally pickled, okay, they're normally pickled or preserved, like cucumbers, it is usser to go ahead and salt cucumbers on Shabbos. You can't take a pile of cucumbers, pour lots of salt on them, and then go ahead and eat them on Shabbos. It's near a kama'abit. It looks like you're preserving them, making them into pickles or something like this. Okay? So you cannot allow to salt your cucumbers on Shabbos. However, foods like eggs or vegetables that are not normally preserved are permitted to go ahead and salt them for Shabbos. This is obviously the Mechaber. Obviously, the Mechaber writes in Sifhei, in Shimchafal, Sifhei, this is only going to be permissible if you salt them for immediate use. You're going to use, they're going to eat them during Shabbos. You're going to salt them, and your kavanah is to salt them and leave them for a long time. You're actually preserving them. That's always going to be usher, even by foods that are not normally normally salted. Okay, so that is in terms of the salting these vegetables. The Shmir Shabbos kehilchos perek yud aleph halacha beis, he is makel that you could go ahead and salt tomatoes. Okay, salting tomatoes, says the Shmir Shabbos Gehilchasa, and this is also what Chazon Avadi writes, that even though there are certain types of tomatoes that are salted, they both write, you get such a smile when I say Ravadi's name. You get salt certain vegetables, that certain tomatoes are salted, that's only by green tomatoes. Green tomatoes are preserved. So therefore, to salt green tomatoes, but the Shmir Shabbos and Ravadia hold that is going to be problematic on Shabbos. But your regular, run-of-the-mill red tomatoes, juicy tomatoes, that you would be allowed to go ahead and pour salt on them on Shabbos. The Mechaber in Halach Gimel furthermore says that even if you're salting vegetables that are normally salted, that are normally preserved, let's say cucumbers, it is not always going to be usher. Even though normally it's usher, and let's say you like cucumbers and salt, you can't have cucumbers and salt on Shabbos, so what you could do is you could pour some salt in there. You're allowed to dip one cucumber at a time, and then go ahead and eat. Pour salt on one cucumber at a time, and then go ahead and eat it. It's a problem to salt many cucumbers, and then go ahead and eat it. What's the name of this question? As we just point out, even forbidden vegetables, so long as it's done one by one, you want to have salt and cucumbers. It sounds like salt and cucumbers. What you could do is pour salt on one cucumber, go ahead and eat it. Pour salt on the second cucumber, go ahead and eat it. It's only going to be problematic if you salt many at a time, because that's more doma to go ahead and preserving. You're obviously going to eat it right now when you're doing it one by one. The Shulchan Aruch does bring down another opinion that it is permissible to dip many cucumbers or other vegetables that are late, and then put them in front of you to show that you're going to go out and eat them. However, the Mishnah Berurah says beferish that the minhag is not like that. If you want to eat salted vegetables that are normally pickled or normally salted, preserved, then you would have to eat them one by one. Which brings in the most famous shiloh when it comes to Ibud Ba'ochlin, is those Israeli salad eaters on Shabbos. What do you do about making Israeli salad? Because obviously the salad is much cucumbers, and it gets a lot of salt put in there. And over here, you're not doing one by one. You're making a whole bowl of Israeli salad. What is the heter to go ahead and make Israeli salad on Shabbos? Is there such a heter? So over here, there's a number of things that we rely on halacha l'maisa when making from Israeli salad on Shabbos. Number one is, simply, as the Gemara points out, if you could weaken the salt by pouring oil in first, the oil has an opposite effect to the vegetables, and therefore if you pour oil in, the Hainu olive oil in your Israeli salad before pouring the salt, so then that is Megal Yudas, that you're not preserving these vegetables, and therefore it has a counter effect onto it, and therefore it's going to be merciful to first pour the oil in, and then you can pour as much salt as you want to go ahead and furthermore, there are other things to rely on. As the Aruch HaShabbos in Perek Zayin, Halacha Yud writes, if the majority of the salad is vegetables that are not salted vegetables, then it is going to be mutter. Therefore, if you have rove tomatoes, the Hainu red tomatoes, as opposed to cucumbers, or maybe you have onions in your salad, all Israeli salad, or other vegetables, red peppers perhaps also. So as long as the majority is going to be things that are not cucumbers, are not vegetables that are normally salted, then you're going to go after the rove, says the Aruch HaShabbos, and it'll be completely permissible to go ahead and do it. And that is what also the Chazon Avadia also is makel on. And he throws in the third reason perhaps why you could be makel. And he writes, if you go ahead and peel your cucumbers, if you peel your cucumbers, he says, that's also nicker than you're not preserving them. Because when one wants to preserve cucumbers, I know they make pickles, you don't have peeled pickles. Pickles come with the peel on it. Therefore, once you go ahead and peel the cucumbers and make Israeli salad with peeled cucumbers, you'll be even allowed to pour on the salt first, according to Rav Avadia, because over here you've already megaled your das, that you're not going ahead and preserving the vegetables on Shabbos. So halacha l'maisa, once again, in terms of salt water, you can make either enough for the whole Shabbos. It's going to be mutter, even as long as you're not going to put in two-thirds salt water to one-third amount of water. Then it would be awesome to make the salt. In terms of vegetables, all you have to do is eat them one by one, even by vegetables that are going to be preserved sometimes. Vegetables or other foods that are not preserved, you can pour as much salt as you want on them, as long as you're going to be eating them right away and not actually preserving them. And then in terms of the Israeli salad, we had all these heters that we just mentioned, them, whether to pour in the oil first or have rove of vegetables that are not normally preserved, or for the matter of Avadia, you could go ahead and peel them also. We'll take a break.